Washington's most famous ferries are in Puget Sound, but another inland ferry operated by the state has been quietly shuttling cars across the Columbia River since 1948. And yesterday, that ferry crossing got a badly needed update. Correspondent Jessica Robinson was at the christening of the new vessel and has this story.
No new boat ceremony would be complete without breaking a bottle over the bow.
I hereby christen the MV San Quel.
But it took a few tries to actually break this bottle. And with that, the new Keller Ferry was up and running on State Route 21 in eastern Washington. This ferry has long been a lifeline across the Lake Roosevelt Reservoir for the Colville Indian Reservation and Ferry County. A bridge across this stretch of the Columbia would have to span more than a mile. Joyce Nee of Keller, Washington, used to send her 9 kids across the ferry every morning for school.
And we came back and forth for all the games and whatever, you know. It was pretty reliable then, but you know, it's been in later years, since they found the holes in the tin, we all got a little bit concerned.
Those holes appeared in the hull of the Martha S. That 12-car ferry was so old, replacement parts were no longer available. Al Gilson is with the Washington Department of Transportation.
You know, it was time to replace the boat. We needed something that had a bigger load, was more reliable.
I'm standing on the MV San Quel, and it is a brand new boat. The paint is fresh and sparkling. So far, there's not even a tire tread mark, but that'll change soon. This is a major part of life for people in the area, and they're happy to have it finally up and running again. The new ferry cost $12 million, money that came from the state and federal governments, as well as the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation.
We're ready for boarding.
Up in the wheelhouse, ferry captain Dave Kaufman says he's watched a cross-section of eastern Washington come and go in 30 years on this job. Cattle trucks, combines, RVs, wildland fire crews.
Jeff, did that come through?
Kaufman stands over the brand new controls, manufactured by Rolls-Royce. The Martha S., meanwhile, still had two old-fashioned wooden wheels for steering.
There's really no comparison. Martha was a good old boat. This is just absolutely spectacular. I wish my career was ahead of me instead of behind me to get something new like this. It's a marvel.
Travelers can still expect a 9-minute ride from one shore to the other. Kaufman says the new ferry could go faster, but he's not going to push it. This boat has to last. I'm Jessica Robinson in Wilbur, Washington.
Say it again.